that LK?
Turn that down a little more. You out in this? It looks like it's busting up and clearing up some as it comes over Paris Mountain there. Send your OTR.
Yeah, we got some storms out here. I'm just doing a little radio demonstration. My brother-in-law, Tom, is down here from Pennsylvania, Lancaster. I was showing him the HF radio, and we were just talking about the difference between the signals and HF and FM and all that, and I thought I'd throw out my call and see if anybody's on here on FM to give him an example.
It was full quieting. Shane, it's really, really good, and good evening to your, did you say your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law Tom. He's got a good name there, Tom.
Yeah, well, I don't know about his brother-in-law. He's got my deepest sympathies, you know.
Said that from earlier on.
Yes, you did. he has no respect for his inferiors, Tom.
Are you recovering well?
Get comfortable that hole in my back there. Still got a stent attached to it, and oh, I'll get to feeling better. We're watching a Steven Seagal movie here. Bernice even picked it out. Can you believe that?
Bernice would pick out a movie like that. Hello, Bernice. Yeah, Tom, my brother-in-law here, he's my wife's sister's husband. He's 79, so I think he might have a year or two on you.
He's got like this sign up above my ham radio station here. It says, Fathers Against Radical Teenagers. Now, if you just use the first syllable, each one of those, and put old in front of it, I think he's got me beat.
Hard, just like you are, Tom.
Yeah, they bought me that sign. It says, Fathers Against Radical Teenagers up there many, many years ago, Shane. Well, I turned the HF on, and then this gentleman from Simpsonville wanted a radio check, and he said, can you turn it down a little bit more, he said he had a storm right over him, so I brought up the radar, and it looked pretty rough, and so I made a little short announcement in case people had antennas hooked up, and they're just falling apart as they come through, as usual. But there was sure a lot of orange and yellow in it. And the only station I worked this evening was a kind of an unusual call for Alpha 100 International Radio Union or something in Mexico. But, you know, we can work Mexico standing on our head. And that was on Morse code. But then I had to unplug because that antenna is 265 feet long. Makes a pretty good target out there.
Another thunder crash above me. I have mine grounded in lightning arresters and all that, and the wires are down in the trees. I got a lot of trees that are a lot higher than the wires. Doesn't mean something can't happen, but I usually just unground them or you know, turn off the antenna switch and stuff. But anyway, Tom, I'm not going to stay on here long. I just wanted to demonstrate to my brother-in-law, Tom, here on the FM radio. I appreciate you coming back to me. Hope you and Bernice have a good evening tonight.
Thank you, Shane. Same to you. And Tom, you don't tell him this, but you do have a great person there at the helm. And I always enjoy talking to Shane. And he's a hard-working good person, but don't ever let him know that, of course. I'm retired like you, Tom, and it's nice to meet you this evening. The pleasure's all mine, and I'll let you go and finish my chocolate chip ice cream up here and get back to work. Shane and I worked CW together quite a bit, but it's really not been very good lately, Shane. The FT8 and that's really taken over, so maybe it'll pop back up. Take care, Shane, N4ZLK, N0OTR 73. Good night.
All right, Tom, I got a little third-party traffic here for you.
Hey, Tom, this is the other Tom here, and I'm never going to tell him either, but I think your assessment is right on, so... And really good to talk with you.
All right, Tom, 7-3, you and Bernice have a good night. N4ZLK.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Tom. Really enjoyed it, and this FM's pretty nice. And, oh, maybe a fool, but I don't worry too much about the lightning with it. And it's really good during these storm periods or accidents and things of that nature in public service. And it'll reach out there about 100 miles a lot of times, so it's a great thing to get into and the camaraderie. I made more friends down here than I ever thought I would in my life. Of course, we lived in Kansas 62 and a half years. And they're a little thinner up there. Take care, Tom. Have a good evening. This is N0GR Swift.
Tom, I wouldn't eat that ice cream you're talking about, that chocolate chip ice cream. That stuff's bad news for you. Make you run rabbits and bark at the moon. KG4PFI.
What's tonight, Don? So, I can't bark at the moon. Are you getting any storms down there? We had some thunder and lightning here, but not much. But looking to the west as it was coming in, looked pretty fierce on radar. A lot of cells. And, one guy in Simpsonville said there was one right near him. But I just, I'll take the chance on it. Usually I just eat homemade ice cream. But we buy these pints, and I'll just eat a little bit out of them. I don't want Bernice to have to make a snack. She offered to make funnel cake. But gee-mini, we had catfish for supper tonight, baked beans, and french fries, a big glass of milk. And I just wasn't that hungry, Don.
Mine, what we're going to do with you, you just, every time you get on here, you're talking about all this stuff to eat, and it makes me hungry, and I ain't got no ice cream, I got my lip pooched out. Yeah, we had a little rain, and it lightning off in the, down towards Anderson, but we had a little bit of rain out there a while ago, but that's about it, and I could hear it thundering way off, but not real close. All right, I'll let you go before your ice cream melts. You'll have to drink it instead of eating it with a spoon. Talk to you again. I'm glad you're feeling better and ornery as you always are. Take care of yourself. KG4, be up out clear.
Well, always good to hear you, Don. I can't get comfortable, that dang hole in my back there. But they're going to take that shunt out next Tuesday, so... I'm going to get it and throw it in the ditch. I think it's messing me up. They told me to eat real rich stuff like chocolate malts and this and that because I went from like 172 down to 159. And Bernie said, really showing up in my face. That makes me look ugly. And I know I ain't ugly, Don. You know that.
So I don't know if you're ugly or not, but they drilled a hole in the wrong place, too, by the way. And I'm glad they didn't get up to your head because half of the building over there gets sucked inside from the vacuum.
I always tell people it's a microwave resonating cavity in there, so that's why it's hollow, Don.
All right. Go ahead and eat your ice cream. KG4PFI, and I'm clear now.
Okay, Don. I was just trying to hang on to you there. The ice cream's gone. And Bernice, she ate one of them ice cream cones that you buy at Walmart. And you can buy about six of them in a box. And they got chocolate on top and peanuts or whatever it is scattered on them. I always spill it on me, so I just assume eat it out of this little old pint cup like we used to in the old days. But it's done, but I can't get comfortable. That dang thing still hurts back there. So I got me a pillow and looking at the radar, and I unplugged my HF, and Shane called, so I got a chance to talk to him and his brother-in-law, and that was a pleasure. And I'm glad you got to talk to me, Don. I always tell people I'm glad you got to see me, you know, the height of conceit. take care of that one. Catch you down the line. KG4PFI and 0TR. Good evening, Tom.